in the flesh, then he must strive to live in the memories of those who live after him. What was only 4 months before a blue sea, alive and undulating with movement, became a dead blanket of ice, stretching in every direction. Our ship was locked in a block of ice larger than England herself. My crew grew restless with the seemingly endless wait. I did my best to keep their spirits up, and at last we saw signs that the ice was melting. The one large sheet of ice that stretched from horizon to horizon began to crack. Smaller pieces of the great sheet of ice began to move with the life of the ocean beneath it. Our wait was now only a week or two more, or maybe even days, before we might again navigate among the icebergs. In addition to the captain's log, I kept a separate journal of our journey. This was, after all, an adventure into the unknown. No man had ever dared explore the Arctic Circle this close to the North Pole. I would be the first. Now, you might think my adventure alone would be quite a tale to tell, but I've been told a story by another that borders on the fantastic. This man was a kindred spirit, an explorer of sorts, seeking the same immortality I sought for myself.